This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Jay Knowles, boys basketball coach, Swampscott High School. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you guys pulled off a nice win last night over Lynn Classical High School, 60-49. And I guess you had played them earlier this year. I was looking on your schedule if I'm right on that. But tell us about last night's game. What went right for the Big Blue?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a combination of, you know, things that went right for us. And you know, whenever you're game prepping, you're always looking at, you know, what are the things that you need to take away that in order for you to win the game. And, you know, they're a very talented team, but the first time we faced them, they had way too many points in the paint. So our number one goal is to make sure to limit, you know, second chance points, limit fast break points, and limit points in the paint. And I feel we did a really good job of that last night. And then we were forcing them to take, you know, a lot of outside shots, you know, and it take them out of their rhythm a little bit. So, you know, playing, making sure that our zone was up a little bit higher than normal. And, you know, again, trying to keep the ball out of Avery's hands. He's a very talented player. He did exceptionally well the first time around against us. So, you know, we knew what to expect. And if, you know, we also knew we needed to get to the paint ourselves because we didn't do a very good job the first time around. And we also wanted to push the pace with Connor. So Connor is a sophomore for us, and he's, you know, arguably one of the fastest kids around. I mean, I can make that argument for him easily. So our goal was to just push the pace with him and find open players and, you know, exploit their, you know, the mismatches whenever we could. And, you know, I felt like we did a really good job of that last night.
All right, Coach, let me have you tell us about your team. Give us their names, their roles on the team, at least for your starting five, and then we'll obviously go a little deeper than that because that wouldn't be fair to just stop at five. We got to go a little further than that for sure. Go as far as you want, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, one thing that it's we have a lot of guards. And, you know, these kids are extremely unselfish, no egos on our team. They push each other in practice every day. And, you know, just by seeing that and you know, again, them not getting down on each other, you knew at some point we were going to hit a stride. And I, you know, I really feel that's because this team is full of kids who, you know, enjoy being around each other, but also, you know, push each other, understand why it's important to push each other. And for that, some of them have been getting, you know, more and more minutes throughout the year. I mean, I think yesterday we played everybody except for one person, you know, and to do that in a game where there's, a close game throughout shows you the depth of our team. So I'm proud of every one of these kids. But, you know, I'll talk about the starting five really quick. Like Connor Cirillo, again, like he's the engine that gets us running. He's our starting point guard. At the two guard, we have Nikhilan Davis. Nikhilan is a junior, first year on varsity. But, you know, at any given time, like he's had three games where he scored 20 points. So at any point, he could go off for us. You know, he's a very talented player who can go to the basket, make three-pointers, got a decent little jump shot. But, you know, he's valued most is definitely a defensive end. He's a tall guard, around 6 foot, 6 foot one, long arms, you know, athletic and quick. The three, we have Liam Wales, senior. Can't say enough things about this guy. Captain, you know, made sure these guys were all playing in the summer together. Getting him to the Y, so I feel like that's also a big part of why these guys, you know, like playing with each other, because, you know, our captains did such a great job of making sure everyone stayed together and, you know, played. That hasn't always happened in the past. Liam's our second leading scorer. He's right around 13, 14 points a game. You know, he's a lefty. He's dangerous from, you know, the corners, like slashing to the middle. You know, he's another one at any given point. He's got a few games where he was over 20 points. You go to our power forward spot, which, you know, we rotate with different players. Gabe Tripp, he's been mostly the mainstay at that. He's really a guard, but he has really long arms, and he plays safety in football. So, you know, in our type of press, we love having him back there because he gets a lot of steals. But, you know, he's a player offensively, you know, like he averages right around 6 points a game, you know, very consistent with that. Not a high volume shooter, but a high percentage, you know, a very unselfish player, wants to make sure that, you know, he's getting the ball to the people who are scoring, but, you know, also has that ability when he's open to sink those shots. Where we value him the most is definitely in the defensive end. You know, long, lanky dude who, you know, gets a lot of block shots, sneaky block shots, and, you know, plays hard like every second he's out there. And then we go to our five spot, which is Adam Sparaccio. He's also a sophomore. Adam is out there. You know, he's been working hard in his game. He's had some really big shots, you know, down the stretch, coming down the middle, making those little baby hooks. He's developing a little jump shot right around the foul line area. So he's just been improving every single game. But, again, for us, defensive end, rebounding, like, he's our big guy. Usually first off the bench, we have Jake Collins, who's also a senior captain. You know, excellent role model, leader for these guys. You know, he's hit some really big shots this year. Like, he had one, I believe it was against, Gloucester at home. Like, we were struggling a little bit, and he popped right up off of a down pick and nailed a three to put us up by five, you know, which pretty much sealed the deal because, both teams were having a tough time scoring, playing exceptional defense. But Jake's that guy. You know, he works hard, tirelessly in his game. Had a few big games for us. But again, his leadership and, you know, hustle on the floor is definitely something that we love coming off the bench, you know, especially our second unit. Quinn Fitzpatrick, he usually plays anywhere between center to power forward. Senior, you know, unbelievably good kid. You know, he's a workhorse like Jake, similar. You know, they both push, like, in practice every single day. That's why they're both in and out of the starting lineup at times, because they're both, like, you know, excellent, you know, role models, but also, like, they're hustle players, you know. You can't ask enough from them. We have another kid, James Kimbrough Jr. You know, we call him, like, a Swiss Army knife, because the kid can do everything. We need him to play point guard, he'll play point guard. We need him to play shooting guard, he'll play shooting guard. Small forward. So he can play a multitude of positions, really quick guard. He's, you know, exceptional at soccer, so he has great, like, footwork. So, you know, like, where we valued him the most has been on defense. But, you know, he'll go in there and he'll put a spark in the offense. He has a great mid-range game. So it's, you know, he's had a couple games where he scored over 8 points. So, again, you know, great kid off the bench as well. Aaron Yannetti has been getting more and more time of late. You know, like, very good one-on-one defender. So if we need to shut somebody down, we usually put him on them. You know, get them a little out of their game, out of their rhythm. Like, when his shot, he's a very good shooter. And when he starts getting that shot to fall, like, I expect a big game out of him. Tyler Chirillo is another one, exceptional defender. Waiting for his shots to start falling, but when he goes in there, he's, you know, mainly looking to get other guys open, but he's the ability to fill it up. You know, he had a couple games last year for us as a junior where, you know, he scored 10-plus points. So, you know, he could go off at any point, you know. And like I said, we got a pretty deep team. We can go several different ways, which is one of the reasons why I think we're sitting in the position that we are of late.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. So now I'm looking at, you guys are in Division III right now. The last power rankings, of course, this would have been before last night's win. You guys are at 46, but you got the 10 wins. You're in the tournament. Classical, I think, was at number 30. But what a diverse kind of division that is. You got Newburyport, St. Mary's, Salem, as I mentioned, Classical, Linfield, Gloucester, Saugus, all in D3. So when you look at D3 and where you're at right now, what are you thinking with the power ratings?
I mean, it's tough to say because I don't know what's going on in the North Shore. I'm originally from Western Mass. I know some of the teams that are ahead of us, and some of my friends who are coaches out there, and, you know, I feel like we could definitely be ahead of them. But, you know, again, that's, you know, kind of the mystery of the power rankings. Like, you don't necessarily know how effective they are until you see in the tournament, when you see some of those teams that were up there and then got bounced out. So, you know, I'm not completely opposed to it, because I do know that, you know, coming from Western Mass again, like, they had a much easier trip getting to the finals compared to, you know, North Shore, South Shore, Boston. Like, it was a much longer road. You're playing three, almost four more games just to get to the promised land before, you know, they are. So, you know, I know people don't like to travel. That part is tough. I get it. But I'm one of the coaches. I'm not completely opposed to it.
No, I know, I get that. Yeah, that all makes sense. Let me ask you one more question about your team, then we'll just close out with a note on the schedule coming up for you guys. But this year's Swampscott team, how is it similar, or how is it kind of unlike some of your teams you've had in the past there?
So, yeah, I mean, every year it seems like we have a little different identity. You know, my first year we were, you know, a defensive team that, you know, had to rely almost completely on defense. Like we had scores, but we were very streaky. But again, like a team that hustled, played hard, you know, absolutely loved that group of kids. The next year was a COVID year. I think we would have had a very good team. We wound up going 6-3. We beat Peabody that year twice, who had a solid squad. We beat a very good Salem team that was loaded that year. I think we would have had a very good team that year, but unfortunately, again, it was a COVID year and we only got to play 9 games. The year after that, that was a very good year. We went to the state tournament. We had a bye the first round, won the first game by a good margin, by like 20 points against Pittsfield, and then we had an absolutely gut-wrenching loss to Old Rochester at the buzzer in double overtime. I think the score was like 90-89 or something like that. We were up 2 and they hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer. Exceptional team, a lot of senior driven players. And then last year's team, we had a very big team, and we had to play a little bit different than what we were used to. You know, I would have loved to have been more of a low post team, having a 6'9" person, but you know, turns out he was, you know, didn't play as well down there. I think the footing was definitely a little bit difficult, but you know, 9-11, not a terrible year. Missed the tournament by literally like .01 or something, or .02. This year's team has been a little bit different because we have a lot more quickness. You know, we have guys who matured a little bit from 1 year to the next and understand the system. So they've been, you know, a lot more we brought back a team that had a lot of returners. So they understood the system, what we were trying to accomplish. So, you know, and again, I think the captains did a great job of making sure these guys were also playing in the summer. So, you know, a little bit different every year. And, you know, that's why I love watching Fall League and Summer League, because I can get a sense of, you know, what kind of offense we should be running, what kind of defense we should, you know, we lean towards, even though, you know, we don't play one particular defense. We kind of see, you know, what the team's strengths are, and we try to go, you know, against that, and, you know, help give our team a chance to win.
Well, you mentioned quickness a few times. It's a game of quickness now, for sure, if you want to win, no doubt. Each side of the basketball, for sure, nowadays, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, finally, your schedule coming up. You're at Winthrop on Friday. Then the following week, I don't think, maybe they're all the same week. It's Salem and Marblehead. So, I mean, you got to, and then Fenwick later on, as I have it anyway. But there's some tough games still ahead for you guys, big games.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I'll be honest, man, today's practice was a very good one. You know, this team is hungry. They're not just content with making the tournament. They want to went out and they want to, you know, try to get as low of a seed as possible. I was telling them, you know, if you guys went out, we have an opportunity to, you know, move some spots in the rankings, especially since Salem is 15. You know, we move some spots in the rankings, you know, you could end up with a couple home games possibly. So, you know, they're hungry for it. They're really, you know, enjoying playing with each other, but they're hungry. They're focused, you know, and hopefully that just continues to keep carrying over.
You know, I think, you're right, all that. And, you know, as I was, I guess I didn't quite say this at the beginning of the interview, but when I saw the score from your game last night, I'm thinking, you know, this is one of those games that really the final score stands out at you. I mean, not that it's a surprise to you necessarily, but for us casual observers watching scores come in every night, if you will, that score kind of stood out, because Classical's a fantastic basketball team.
They are, and they beat us by 23 at our home court in the beginning of the year. So, you know, for us to go into their court and, you know, and win by 11, you're right. It is. Like, we, you know, we played very well on both sides of the ball. And that, and you know, it's like, if you can do that, you're going to be very consistent. And our last, like, I feel like our last three games, we've really hit a stride.
One last question on your team. What's the senior, junior, sophomore breakdown, say, of your starters approximately?
So starters, I have one senior, two juniors, two sophomores.
Yeah, so not old. That's not bad. Yeah. All right.
No, Jay. Then, you know, bench, you got a couple, you know, seniors that we're definitely, you know, we're going to miss our seniors, no doubt. You know, great bunch of group. But, you know, like, if these guys continue to keep doing what they're doing, you know, I can only see this moving upward. But, you know, again, focused on now, focused on the next game, and, you know, we'll continue to keep doing that.
Now, I hear you. I like that mix of having seniors pop off the bench. You mentioned a couple of those earlier, for sure. Jay, anything else you want to mention about Swampscott basketball that I did not ask you about?
No, honestly, like, I felt like the one thing that we've done a very good job with, and, you know, just kudos to the whole coaching staff. I feel very fortunate to have, you know, people who have, you know, like, an expertise in all different areas. Like, it really truly is a team game. It's not just me. I'm the one doing the interview, but, you know, you got Temi Bailey, who's my JV coach, you know, exceptional, getting the guys ready to rock and roll. Like, he's got a great temperament about him. Kids love playing for him. Listening, he's very good with the individual stuff. I got Ronnie Young, who's former Swampscott guy, but coached in Lynn English for years. You know, he's our defensive guru. You know, I got Brandon Lewis, who's our X's and O's guy. You know, so we're very fortunate to have a collective staff that, you know, worked on different areas. And again, a staff that, you know, I feel like the kids mirror us, no egos. Like, there's not at one point at any point that any one of us is getting frustrated with somebody else. No one's talking over anybody. I'm very fortunate to have a very good coaching staff. And it also extends to the youth. Like, we have a good line of youth coaches now that are getting these kids coming to the games. They're getting them, you know, ready. We have an exceptional eighth grade group that, from what I'm hearing, they're looking at staying. Seventh grade group, very solid. Sixth grade group, very solid. Fifth grade, you know, fourth grade, you know, coming up. We got, you know, kids coming in and out. But, fifth grade on up. I mean, we should be very solid for several years, as long as these kids end up sticking with the program.
Yeah. Well, Jay, thank you very much for mentioning your coaches. I appreciate that. And, best of luck the rest of the way. Congrats to you, the coaching staff, and the players on that nice win last night. And hopefully we'll be talking again very soon.
All right, thank you. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Yep, take care. Jay Knowles with us, boys basketball coach, Swampscott High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.